Pick Me Up podcast. We are going to have an amazing chat with Sophie Patrick from Betty Taylor, who is in Sydney. Woo!
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Going to have some fun chats.
Excellent. Keen.
Firstly, can you just start by telling those who don't know Betty Taylor a little bit about their vibe?
The band, the vibe?
Yeah, the band, the vibe.
We're like an all-girl indie rock band who have no idea what we're doing and are doing it well by accident.
I love it.
Yeah.
You are actually doing so well and you are all such a vibe.
Thank you.
I had a little sneaky listen to some sneaky stuff.
Ooh.
Before.
Sneaky stuff.
Yeah. Although by the time this episode comes out, your new single will be out.
Will be out. So it's not a secret.
Yeah. But it's a secret for me right now, which was fun.
We're talking in the future.
Yeah. So you're currently in Sydney for the next week.
Yeah.
Doing some writing.
Yes.
But you have some new music coming out this year.
We do.
Which is going to be your debut EP. And is that finished? And like, what stage are we in with that at the moment?
We're writing for it. So, okay. This new single that's just come out now, will be on it. Still working on the title track. We've got it mostly there, but we're just going to see what happens, especially over the next week of writing that I'm doing. So,
yeah, how exciting. Writing with some cool people.
Yes. Yeah, it's very exciting.
The new single.
Yes.
Can't Get Enough.
Yes.
So fun. And
yeah, different.
Yeah, but it's such a different vibe. Can you tell us firstly, like, what inspired that song?
Well, a lot of my songwriting is usually quite deeply personal and quite, not negative, but I haven't had a very good dating life, which is what most of the writing comes from. And this one is the first time I've ever done a co-write with anyone. So I went into the studio with our producer, Aiden Hogg. He's amazing. And we were just working on some stuff. It wasn't really going anywhere. And he was like, let's just start a song from scratch. So we just listened to a bunch of stuff that I'd been listening to. So like heaps of Middle Kids. So it was a really cool Olivia Rodrigo song. Pretty Isn't Pretty. It had like a real indie rock vibe, which was different for her, but it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he just started building out this track and I was sitting there writing lyrics for it, which is something that I've never done because usually I do lyrics and melody first and then try and build a song around that.
Interesting. I always get so fascinated what the process is, like what comes first, lyrics, melody.
Yeah, so for me it's usually like singing in my car, voice memoing, going home. I'll pretty much have a verse or chorus fleshed out and then trying to figure out the chords around that and then finishing the song that way and then having the band come in and building the rest of the song around that. So it was really cool having a track pretty much being made in full and then having to listen to it and write and change to a bridge when it changes in the music, which is cool. And for this one, I started writing and I was drawing from personal experience, but it sounded very different because I was starting to go down a negative path. And Aiden just said, well, why don't you just pretend?
Yeah.
Why don't you just make it up and just see what you can come up with. And just pretend that if things went well, what would that be like? Mm. So that's where the inspiration came from.
How good.
Yeah, it's a love song about no one that existed.
A pretend love song. Pretend. We love that though because, I mean, sometimes music is about like fantasy and idolizing. There we go.
Yeah.
Like things that you want, right?
Yeah, I guess. And I think I drew a lot of inspiration for it from like people in my life that are in really beautiful relationships and like seeing them love each other and hearing like the way that they would talk about their partner when they first met and how like exciting it was. And so I was kind of drawing from that. So I was writing for them almost.
It's got some very sexy lyrics in it.
Yeah, I do love a steamy, had to have a bit of steam. It can't all be sappy.
Nah.
Sappy, a little bit of steam. That's the funnest part, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And be fun to perform live.
Yes. Yeah, it's cool. We did our first performance of it acoustically, which was a little bit scary, but it was nice, very nice.
Because for those who don't know, there is normally four gals.
Yes.
in Betty Taylor.
Yes, we did a little special acoustic show in Melbourne and Sydney with Georgia Gets By. It was awesome.
Yeah, how good. And so are you going to do, are you touring, doing single launches and stuff for Can't Get Enough?
I hope so. I don't, maybe there's a plan when this podcast comes out.
Woo!
Currently, not too sure. We're wanting to. It'll either be single launch or an EP tour.
Yeah. Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
Well, so, I don't know. Everyone keep their eyes out for that.
Keep
your eyes peeled.
Yeah, there might be information already. There might not be. I don't know. We're coming to you from the past.
So I'm going to take it back a little tiny bit. What? How did you get into music? Like what? Why music?
I don't really know. I don't know when I started to. Well, I guess actually the first song I wrote was I was in grade 7, and I wrote it about a boy from my school, and it was. I can still remember the lyrics, and it's so embarrassing, so I won't be repeating it.
I love beginning always, songs.
I don't know. I never thought I'd be doing music as a job ever. Mm. It was always just a hobby. And I think like the earliest experience I have of performing in front of people was my grade 6 rock band that I auditioned for. But like I've also blanked that from my mind. Like the only reason I know that is because there's a photo and like mum's told me about it. Mm. But I genuinely can't remember anything except for the fact we did like a Jonas Brothers cover.
I am going to the Jonas Brothers, just to put that out there. They're coming here and like...
Well, this is what triggered the memory for me recently. I was like, oh yeah, I was in a rock band when I was 11. Can't remember it. And then so I didn't do anything with music for a really long time. I was like a dance kid. I really wanted to be a dancer and a dance teacher, which is, I guess, how I got rhythm. So that helped with that timing.
Yep.
And then, yeah, I don't know. I started teaching myself guitar. I was still writing, I think in high school, I started writing a lot of songs just to like process my feelings. You feel a lot of things when you're a teenager. Mm. And yeah, I guess it was my way of like dealing with that or processing my thoughts. So I'm really bad at communicating how I feel and like speaking.
Same.
Like really bad at it. Like I've gotten much better. Do it.
Yeah,
and
okay.
And songwriting, it was like I was writing in a way that was almost like having a conversation and talking to the person.
Mm.
But for some reason, it was just easier to do in a silly little song and then leave it in my diary.
Yeah. Journal.
Yeah.
Communicating, with is that with everyone or people you're close to?
I think people I'm close to,
yeah.
Like having to, I actually had a little bit of a mentee bee at practice recently because I was trying to explain to the girls how much I appreciate and love them.
Mm.
And I just, it just resulted in me crying and hyperventilating and not actually be able to say it.
Mm.
I think they got the point. But I don't know why that is. It's like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
no, I get that.
I could put it in a song maybe. But I think that's why maybe I've gone down like the negatives of life because it's easier to be angry. And vocalize
interesting.
That.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Then, being vulnerable with your nice feelings in case it goes bad, and then there's evidence.
So, like, you put up a wall.
Yeah.
Like
so
a
many
safety wall. Yeah, yeah. So many walls.
Yeah.
I'm similar, except I find it easier to not. I don't ever deal with my emotions. I don't think like vocally to people. I'm like, it's fine. Like, it's all good. Like, don't worry about it.
So mine's just through songwriting.
Yeah.
I'm like, people please, people please, people please. Go home, write about how actually annoyed I am.
I hate everyone.
And annoyed. And I do, like, I did this thing where I would write something that was, like, very directed at someone. And then I'd just, like, post it to my story.
Interesting.
And then just hope that they saw it and got the hint.
Mm.
So that I didn't actually have to have that conversation, which I think that's the whole reason I got into songwriting.
Mm.
And then people would be like, hey, I relate to that thing that you specifically told someone else off about.
Yeah.
And now I do it as a job.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Not really sure how I got here.
Don't know why I'm here. You're here because you're great.
Do you
think that doing that through songs has helped you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Mm. I still like find it quite hard and I'm still learning, but it's definitely a lot easier to articulate my feelings through songwriting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you find that music and the songwriting helps you manage mental health?
Yeah, definitely. I think if I didn't have that outlet.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I'd be doing. I'd probably be having a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
it's nice. It's like once you write it down and get it out, it kind of helps clear your head a bit. And then if you need to, you can always go back to that thing that you've created if you still want to process that feeling. But a lot of the stuff I've written about now, it's like once I've wrote it and put it out there, it's like, okay, I can move on from this thing now because it's there.
Yeah. It's like your form of communication and dealing with whatever's happening in the brain.
Yeah, and I think our bio is literally making music because I can't afford therapy, which is absolutely true. It's so expensive.
Therapy is – okay, let's chat about this. Like,
it's so expensive. Therapy is so expensive.
And it's like, oh, you can go to your doctor and get your 10 sessions for whatever. Yeah. But it's like, okay, well, you still have to pay the rest of the fee. It's not a free session.
Yeah, no, it's just like the gap, and the gap is not that much.
No.
It's still so hectic. I recently got my ADHD diagnosis, which took forever to book in, like 18-month wait list.
What?
Yeah, crazy.
That's and then insane.
It's so expensive. And then because I was so convinced that I had it, I did a lot of the research in those 18 months to lead to it. So by the time I got to the appointment, they're like, you seem like you're managing really well. And like, why did you even come? Like, and I'm like, because I waited 18 months to come.
Yeah.
And I had that much time to learn about it. So like, do I have it? Do I not have it?
Yeah.
Just tell me that I have it.
I'm so sure. Yeah. Anyway. That's so wild. I didn't know how, like, oh my gosh, 18 months.
18 months. Wait list. With a referral. So crazy.
With a referral.
With a referral.
I can't even.
But yeah. Anyway,
so
expensive.
So expensive. I've just got so many friends, and even me. I only recently started going to therapy at the end of last year. Not that we're talking about me in this podcast, but it was I was so shocked by how expensive it is. Like, it's been a conversation. Yeah, so expensive to go to therapy. Blah blah blah. And I was like, oh yeah, but like, you can do your 10 sessions. But then you get there and you're like, I'm sorry. And they say, well, we'll see you next week. I'm like, no, you won't be seeing. I'll see you like maybe once or twice a year because. I live in Sydney.
I can't afford it. Yeah, no, it's definitely, I mean, I've never been to therapy. I've done my assessment with the psychiatrist for this. And I did one session with the psychologist just to like map out if it was trauma or actual ADHD. And that was intense. I was like, oh, I can't afford it. And also not ready. I'll just keep to my songwriting, I think.
Yeah. And do you think that, sorry, I'm just touching on your being not ready that you said there, if that's okay.
Yeah,
that's fine. Do you think it's something that is going to be hard for you to be ready? Is it something that you want to do, or is it like you're terrified of it? Like, why do you feel like you're not ready to go to therapy?
I think that I just am still like, I'm just so closed off.
I feel like it's a daunting thing.
It is terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it took me ages to want to go, and I was like, that was good.
I think if someone said, like, this is free, just go do it, I would probably be like, okay, I'll do it.
Did you hear that? Health industry. People will go if they don't have to pay.
If you don't have to pay for it, because it's like, okay, well, but like, that's the thing, right? It's like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. Also, I don't want to have to pay $200 to deal with this because part of my stress is the fact that I've got no money. It's like a really big factor.
It's so hard.
So, yeah, it's just... Yeah. Yeah, it's like a really negative cycle. Get it together, Australia.
We do hope pretty good here, I think, to some places, though.
We are lucky.
All right, moving on.
Moving on.
We're going to talk about what it's like. Oh, it's actually, we're not going to talk about it. It's a little, do you have anything else that you feel like you want to talk about in terms of music and stuff like that before I move on that we can,
New single. Yeah, maybe we should touch on that a little bit more.
Yeah, let's talk about your new single. We're going to leap back and maybe I'll just squeeze it in earlier.
Yes,
done. We're going to talk about the new single, which came out on the 5th of March. On all streaming services. So stream it, listen to it.
Wherever you listen to your stuff. Yeah,
I'm a Spotify girl.
I am a Spotify girl, but I'm trying to be an Apple girl just because they pay better. They pay the artist better. They do, like 3 times more, which still isn't not nearly enough, but 3 times. So I'm like...
I should be an Apple girl.
Yeah, but then for some reason, God, Spotify has such a chokehold on me.
I know. The marketing, they've worked it. Oh, I don't know what it is.
But if you have Apple, good on you,
yeah.
I say.
Yeah,
you're actually elite.
Yeah.
You're better than
elite in the music industry right now. You're streaming those.
Yeah. Thank you. It's appreciated.
I should get onto that. I actually, shamefully, didn't know that. I should have known that. But I didn't know that.
Yeah. I've looked into it.
Mm.
And it's nice. You jump on there and you see like how many like people have paid for like a single. So it was like $3.50 to buy a single. But we've had like 40 people buy a single, which is like that's more money than all the streaming combined, which is so crazy.
Yeah.
I've been trying to like hustle merch by like reminding people like you could buy this $40 t-shirt or you could stream our song 13,000 times.
Please buy the t-shirt, guys.
It's a similar amount of money, so just buy a t-shirt. At least you get something out of it.
Do both, please.
Yeah, do both.
What was I going to ask you? Oh, the single. We're talking about the single. We're talking about the single. Comes out on the 5th of March. Stream it on Apple Music, please. That's a request from the Listen Up podcast. We talked a little bit about you writing it. Did we talk about you writing it?
Yeah, a little bit. With Aiden. We'll jump back to that.
Yeah, let's go back to talking about writing it. We talked about what inspired the song, but can we talk about a little bit about the writing process of this particular song?
Yes. So basically Aiden just jumped on his guitar. He built the whole track. So I just sat in the room quietly with my knees to my chest, like whispering into my phone. And it came together really quickly, which was nice because, yeah, I haven't had experience writing to something that already existed.
Mm.
Or like writing to something that's been made. So it was like creatively very challenging.
But I was going to say, is it hard
to
do? Yeah.
Yeah, it is, but it's fun. And then you'll just kind of be like humming a little melody and then he'll be like that, whatever that is, use that. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. So now I've got something to run off. And yeah, it did come together quite quick, but I'm really proud of it. It's probably one of my favorite songs that we have. And I like that it's a little bit slower. It's got a really nice, dreamy vibe to it.
Such a dreamy feel.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hopefully I'm excited. It'll manifest a positive relationship into my life.
Let's manifest that for Sophie, everyone.
I'm a manifesting girly.
We're manifesting positivity into Sophie's relationships.
It is about a real person, just someone I have not met yet.
They're out there.
They're coming.
What is it like working with Aiden?
He is a wizard. I love that man. He's amazing. We're really fortunate to be working with him, I think, because he is just like currently popping off.
Popping off.
And deservingly.
Hugely.
He's unreal.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're very lucky. Our manager, Jai, introduced us to him a couple of years ago. And he's worked on all of our songs and like things that are released and then things we've got coming up. It's all
so good.
All him. So
that's awesome.
It's been really exciting. He's just like a really calm, nice, positive energy. Like it was, this is the first time I've done music as like work or like outside of just singing in my bedroom or playing in open mics. I've never recorded. I've never been to a studio and sat there. And from like the first day, it was just like really chill.
And
like
you
made
people.
Me feel really comfortable.
Yeah. You need people around you like that, hey, that make you feel comfy. And like if you find someone, it's like,
he's
just, I'm going to hold on to you.
Great. He just got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, how good. That's so exciting. I've always wanted what it was like, because obviously I've heard the stuff that he's worked on, but not. It's so interesting to me what the producers are like.
He's like excited,
yeah,
which is cool. It's nice to go in there and like you're like, this is something that we're working on, and he's like excited about it.
Yeah,
and,
so good.
He just like brings out all the best parts in it. And,
yeah,
yeah, adds a lot of that magic. We get in there and like track it, and then he sends it back with just all the glittery magic that he does. So.
And how long did it take you to write Can't Get Enough?
We did that in like a half day. So maybe it was like start to finish like 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. It came together really quickly.
That's good.
I don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
But
that must feel so good though. So satisfying.
Yeah, it is. It kind of, a lot of the songs that I've written have come together really quickly. I think we went and watched this talk with Matt Corby recently and he was saying like songs are never yours. They come to you, and if they're coming to you, you kind of just got to take it. Otherwise they'll go away. So, and I think that's true. It's like most of the time, sometimes I wake up from a dream and I'll be like, I need a voice memo of this, and they're the shittiest voice memos you've ever heard. But it's true. It's like they come to you and you're like, okay, I've got to like voice this.
Yeah.
And then
how handy are voice memos? Imagine having to try and write that down.
I think if anyone found mine, I would just bury myself alive. I think I'd be mortified.
Are you mortified that something's going to happen to them on your phone, or you've been backed up? Have you got them backed up?
No, I'm not mortified that they're not going to be backed up. I'm mortified that someone's going to listen to them.
I mean, that's fair.
So sometimes I'll go back and things, they're not even that old. They'll be like a month old. And I'm like, why were you feeling that way? That is embarrassing.
What?
That isn't embarrassing to say.
No, because you're dealing with it and you're getting it out. You know, it's like a little voice journal. Yeah,
sometimes it's okay to be cringy at yourself. That's how you learn. I listened to that voice memo and maybe you didn't need to feel that dramatically about that thing, actually. So we'll just move on.
We're going to reflect on that.
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. I'm always corny and just like lame sometimes. I'm like, why are you waving around? What are you doing, Kate?
Yeah.
Just like get it together. Yeah. That was just really overreacting. Thanks. Cool. yeah, awesome. Well, I'm very so glad and love the single that it's out now.
Thank you.
Can't get enough. Everyone stream it, as woo-hoo. I said, on Apple.
Can't get enough of it.
You. we're going to wrap it up a little bit by doing two activities.
Cool.
Well, actually, one is an activity. One is just me bombarding you with the questions that you have to answer.
Okay.
And this came from Dom, yeah. who is doing the producing on this podcast at the moment. If you go to an island and you have a speaker and you can only play three songs on repeat the whole time you're on the island because they're the only ones that download.
Three songs?
Yeah. What are they?
Oh, God.
Big question.
If you told me an album, I'd know the answer.
That's exactly what.
But three songs is hard.
Yeah.
Okay, start off with the album and then we'll go. The only reason fine. I know that it would be okay is because this album CD got stuck in my car for like 8 months.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't have a radio. So it's the only thing I could listen to it. And if it came on now, I still wouldn't skip a single song.
Yep.
And it's the like first Foster the People album. Just so banger, good. Yeah. It's just stuck in my car and I'm still not over it.
Is that the one that has
Call what you want.
So yeah, good.
Great. Best album. Tortures, I think it's called. Great album.
So good. Okay.
So if I had to get stuck with one CD forever, it would be that one.
Those are the people.
Three songs?
So hard.
I mean, I feel actually, not really, because I feel like the playlist that I've listened to for like the last 2 years of my life has just been the same 20 songs I repeat. And then the go-tos from that are always It's Real by Real Estate. Great song. I have been listening to Every Single Day Adam by Lottie Gallagher. She's from Melbourne. She's only got one song out. Found Her on Unearthed. She's amazing.
How good. Okay.
She's smashing that's one to it. Check she out. Is going to smoke song. Absolutely everyone this year. How she good. Just did Laneway.
Ah,
she's unreal. She's
that's
amazing.
So awesome.
Yep. So jealous of her. And she's touring with the Beaches. Also very jealous. How good. So proud.
Yeah.
She rocks. I saw her. She played at a festival and like, bless her, she got put on the Monday when everyone was leaving. She's the only act and she played at like 10:30 in the morning. But we all like went there.
We're gone.
And her whole set list was incredible, so I can't wait to hear more from her. Awesome. But that song is amazing.
Yeah.
And maybe something really long so that you had a little bit more.
Yeah, content.
What I used to put on every time I would leave work, because my manager hated it, but I loved it, was Bad Out of Hell by Meatloaf.
Yeah,
it was for
great
like 10
song.
Minutes.
Yep.
I could probably like rock out to that on the island. So.
I reckon.
Different genres, different lengths. Yep.
Love it. Yeah.
That'd be me.
Great three songs, I reckon. You got a good variety in there.
Mixed bag. I'd probably hate them all after a week. I've probably made a really bad choice. I'd send myself and stay. That's fine.
That's fine. I feel like you probably do that anyway on an island.
Yeah, I'd write a song about it.
Exactly. And then you'd come back and you'd have your next banger and it'd be fine. Okay. Scenario is you've just been told that when puppies sleep, they sometimes dream of their owners. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Like, how does that make me feel? It makes me feel like...
You have to just act it with your face.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I did.
That's actually really sweet. So nice. It's not sad. It's like really sweet.
It's wholesome. I feel like it's wholesome.
But like, in what way? I've got a lot of questions, actually.
Okay. This is a question scenario.
You know? Like, in a positive way?
Yes.
Or do they feel trapped?
No.
Do they feel like there's a bigger world out there?
Have
and
you
they
seen
wanna...
the TikToks?
No.
Oh. Do you have a dog?
No.
Okay. Maybe this is not a good one, Sophie, because she doesn't have a dog.
I don't have a dog, but like I can imagine, like, see, my brain always goes negative. Don't know what's wrong with me. But in my mind, it's like, what's the world like beyond this fence that I can find to in this front yard, you know?
That's so funny.
I can hear a dog barking down the street and I just want to meet it, but I can't.
All the dreams in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's all these TikToks about, like, see, I have a dog, so I feel like that one worked well for me because I instantly was like,
that's so sweet. I mean, it's sweet. If it's like in a sweet way.
Yeah, they're just, I think like, it's like about how much they love their owners.
Oh, that's like, that's really sweet.
It's so wholesome. I was like, if she dreams of me, that's so cute. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really sweet. Oh my God, am I cold? I don't know. I had a cat.
So. I have so many questions. In what way are they dreaming of you?
I had a cat. Maybe that says enough about me.
True, a cat. You know?
Yeah.
Cats are interesting creatures. I like cats.
I think if a cat was dreaming about its owner, it would be revenge, death, murder. I don't think it would be positive. Maybe that's the difference between cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs would be like, I love them so much. This is the best place I've ever been. I never want to leave this little house that I live in.
Cats like, you keep me in your house and don't let me out.
Yeah. Wah. So, yeah. I don't know that if that answers the questions.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, thank you so much, Sophie, for coming to join
the
podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It's been fun. I feel like we've had great chats.
Yeah. I've learned a bit about myself, I think. And about cats and dogs.
And dogs. Very inquisitive about that. I feel like this is going to be a really great scenario for people to see.
A lot of food for thought in this one.
It's going to be a video scenario because I feel like people need to see the questions of this problematic scenario. Firstly, what is the scenario here? Well, everyone's dream can't get enough if you haven't already. And check out Betty Taylor on Apple Music.
On Apple Music or wherever. We'll take anything we can get.
All streaming services, wherever you can. And keep your eye out for what's coming next for them.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.